Hey there, curious listeners. Welcome back to the Curious KDO podcast, where we dive into all things random that I am super curious about. This season, we're getting really curious about reading, exploring books that challenge our thinking or inspire us, and sometimes even change the way that we see the world. So today we're diving into a book that for me did just that. It's called Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Gardara. Probably pronouncing his name wrong, I apologize. This isn't just a book about the hospitality industry. It's a masterclass really in how to think about leadership, really how to think about customer service, and how companies can start to turn what might just be an ordinary moment into something that is extraordinary and memorable to that customer. So what we'll do is we'll break down into five big themes that were part of the book, explore some of the stories and some of the insights that were, you know, explained in the book to give you examples of how this was actually applied, and a little bit about the author, Will, and really what drives him. The first theme is really about this idea of creating the power to go above and beyond. And this idea of above and beyond is a tagline that a lot of companies use. You hear this, oh, we go above and beyond. But what Will really refers to, and that's how he got the name of the book, is above and beyond to him is this unreasonable hospitality. And it isn't just about doing what's expected. It's about going so far beyond that that you actually could leave your customers speechless. So one of the best examples in the book comes from his time at 11 Madison Park, one of the world's most renowned restaurants. And I should share with you, his background and what he does this is all restaurant-based. So his examples are all about restaurants where you have, you know, customers that come in all the time, or you might have that one-time customer that comes in for a special engagement. And so that just gives you the frame of reference for his examples. So he shares a story about a table of guests who casually mentioned that they wish that they could have a hot dog cart experience while in New York City, right? So how many tourists or people visiting the city are like, oh, I'd love to have a hot dog cart experience. So what would you do if somebody mentioned that to you and you were in charge of that table, right? Most of us would like smile and nod or say, oh my gosh, there's the best one. That's like four blocks down. You should check it out. But what Will did is he actually sent one of his staff to go buy a hot dog cart. He brought it right outside the restaurant and served those guests a gourmet hot dog experience. Okay, so that is what he talks about as unreasonable hospitality. So here's the quote that he says in the book. We weren't in the business of serving dinner. We were in the business of creating memories. And sometimes the most memorable experiences come from the unexpected. And this theme is really about creating those magical moments from just a simple conversation or phrase that somebody had. So whether you're in the restaurant industry or any other industry, you know, what's the takeaway from this? How do you go the extra mile, or in this case, like the extra 100 miles? What's something that a customer has mentioned that maybe you're like, oh yeah, that would be cool. And do you do anything with that? Do you create an experience for them? You know, do you find something that's like, oh, you love, you know, this person. I know this person's speaking. Why don't I fly you in and let you see them live and create this experience and this memory for you? You know, how are you listening to what people are saying and then transitioning that into these awesome, memorable experiences? And it doesn't just have to be work, right? It's about how do you treat your friends or strangers or your family? You know, what's one small unexpected thing that you could do today that might make someone's life completely different or change it? You know, has anyone ever done anything expected like for you that, you know, you would expect to have happen and then go and do something unexpected? What do you remember? You know, what comes to mind? Or have you ever surprised someone with something that they didn't expect and watch the reaction on their face? And that's what he talks about. That's really the overarching theme of the book. The second theme is about team culture. And that really gets to, okay, if this is the direction, we want to create these amazing, unbelievable experiences for customers. Like, how do we have a team that knows how to do that? So Will emphasizes that creating an environment where every team member feels empowered is crucial for delivering this kind of hospitality. So at 11 Madison Park, he didn't just hire the best chefs and wait staff. What he wanted to do was hire the best people. Those who were genuinely kind, who cared about others, who would be attentive to guests. And he talks about how it's important to create a culture where every team member in the restaurant world, from the dishwasher to the head chef, feels like they're part of something bigger than themselves. And here's his quote from the book. Culture is not a set of rules or a list of values on the wall. It's the way people feel when they come to work. You know, one example that he gives is how they involve the entire staff in daily pre-service meetings, where they share stories, they give shout-outs, they remind everyone of their purpose. And it wasn't just about the logistics and the specials and what was going on in the building. It was about creating this sense of community and shared mission. Because in a lot of cases, to create these unbelievable experiences, it required multiple pieces on the team. You know, somebody had to hear a request or think of, you know, what could we do with that request? Or I can run out and do this while you're handling this. You know, the solving of creating those unbelievable experiences became a team solve. It wasn't just one person. And so to do that, the team needs to understand what good looks like. They needed to understand what kind of, you know, limits they could go to create that customer experience. How would they go about doing it? Do I need to get 17 approvals to do anything, or can I just run with it and create a great experience because I know that that's part of my job? And what I love about this theme is how it could apply to any team or organization. And it's not really just about hospitality. It's about creating a place where people want to come and work and feel inspired and want to do their best. So think about your own work environment. You know, what could you do to make your team feel more connected or more valued? And this could be as simple as how, you know, you approach team meetings, or how you approach social settings with your team, or what you're doing to give shout outs and recognize different things. This idea that culture, you know, and mood, what it does is it creates and fosters an environment that lets people know what they can and can't do in a team. It lets them know what they can create and how far they can go. And if they understand what the culture is and what you're trying to achieve, it gives a tremendous amount of freedom and flexibility to the team to make that happen. The third theme is really around this idea of listening, which is something that seems very simple. It's often overlooked, and it's often not listening. It's called hearing enough to respond. So Will talks about how listening, and he gets this idea of really listening, is a foundational element to create an exceptional experience. And listening is another one of those themes that find its way into a ton of books, right? You got to be a good listener. Every sales book is like, you got to be a good listener. The reason for that is people suck at listening. They might hear something. Sometimes that's even a stretch. But often they're just waiting to respond. And so when you're waiting to respond, you miss the nuances. You miss the words that get emphasis. You miss something that might be said halfway that you might want to follow up on that. It's like, oh, I always thought about, never mind. And if you're listening, you're not going to jump into something you've always thought about. You're going to pause and go, no. Like, what have you always thought about? And you're going to dive deep into whatever that unsaid statement was. And in this book, you know, he shares a story about a couple who came into the restaurant celebrating an anniversary. And they casually mentioned that they had spent their honeymoon in Paris and had fallen in love with a specific dessert there. Most people might just nod and smile, but Will's team didn't just hear what they said. They actually listened. So they were trying in their minds to have that same emotional experience that they had on their honeymoon. And they came to this restaurant as their way of celebrating the anniversary of that moment. They figured out exactly what dessert it was, and by the time the couple was ready for dessert, they had recreated it and put a French flag in the dessert. So here's the quote. Listening isn't just hearing the words, it's understanding the story behind them. How many times have you tried to communicate something and somebody, it's not that they didn't hear you or they didn't listen, but they didn't understand that there was meaning behind what you were sharing. And this theme is so powerful because it reminds us that everyone has a story. And if we take the time to listen, we can create moments that really resonate with people. In our busy lives, it's easy to rush through conversations. But what if we took a moment to really listen to people? And didn't listen with the guise of like, I'm going to respond, or I have a story too, or I have thoughts. But what if you could just discover or make deeper connections or find out things about people that you didn't know? And when you spend time and your goal of the exchange is not to go, I'm trying to get my point across or I'm trying to say something. But when your goal is really to say, I'm trying to listen to be, you know, the best salesperson, the best marketing person, the best whatever, you know, to be able to deal with whatever you're telling me. So my goal is going to be to listen to what you say, probe deeper on the things you maybe didn't say, and listen to that to try to figure out if there's a way I can create something different. The fourth theme is about creating these lasting impressions. So those are the moments that stick with people long after they've left the restaurant or long after they've had a conversation, and it sticks with them. And what I find a lot of times is the amazing thing is that might not stick with you if you were the person that created the experience, but it might stick with the person who received it in a way different way than you ever thought. So he talks about at the restaurant, they aim to create these moments of delight, these unexpected surprises that guests would remember for years. And one example he shares is how they gave a couple celebrating their anniversary a bottle of champagne to take home. They didn't just hand it to them. They didn't set it on the table at the end. They placed it in the back seat of the cab so that they would discover it on their way home. It was unexpected. It was not something like they thought they left and paid and that meal was done. And they get in the cab and they have this unforgettable moment of just intentionality of creating that experience and carrying that experience outside of the restaurant into their drive home. So here's the quote that he says, the best experiences are those that stay with you, that you think about long after they're over. They're the ones that make you smile months or even years later. You know, I know that my team will often think about this when they take a customer golfing. I often hear stories about, you know, you can take them golfing and you might have this fun moment. But what they try to do is have the customer choose something at the end from the golf course with the name on it. So whether it's clothing or a hat or a sweater or a golf shirt or something like that, that way every time they put it on, they think about that experience. And hopefully it was a great experience. And it's not something that they're usually expecting at the end. And our team will get that too, so that we think of that experience the next time we interact with them. And that idea of creating those connections that go beyond the moments that they're in really resonates because it's about leaving a mark and an impression and a connection to something that you felt, something that you did. And it really gets to this question of how do you want people to remember you? What are the little things that you can do that leave a lasting impression on people that when you meet them or interact with them, that impression carries on even after those moments? So let's talk about kind of the last theme, which is how did this book come about? How did this idea come about? How did this vision behind unreasonable hospitality that led Will to write this book? So he didn't really start with this idea of a dream to revolutionize the restaurant industry. He just started with this idea of trying to make people happy. And so in interviews, he talks about how his father was a hotel manager. So from a young age, he learned the value of treating people with kindness and respect. And this foundation really shaped his entire career and led him to co-own the 11 Madison Park restaurant, which became one of the best restaurants in the world. Not just because of the food, But because of the way that they made people feel when they went to that restaurant. So here's what he says in the book. I realize that the greatest gift we can give others is to make them feel seen, to make them feel special. And that's what hospitality is all about. He wrote the book because he really wanted to share these lessons with the world and not just those in the hospitality industry, not just those that interact with people one-on-one, but think about it differently and how different organizations could think about this idea of unreasonable hospitality. His vision is that we can all bring a little bit more warmth or generosity or thoughtfulness into our exchanges that we have with people. And that if we focus on creating that unreasonable hospitality, his idea is that we can create a world that's more connected and more joyful. On another side note from this book, we have a culture where we read a lot at the leadership level. And so my boss hands out books all the time to the team, things he's read, things that inspire him. And so this book in particular, I had heard about it, and so I had purchased it a while ago. So one day we're sitting in my boss's office, it's my sales director and myself, and he brought out the book. It's a bright yellow cover, you can't miss it. And he went to hand it to me, and he's like, oh, you have to read this. And I kind of laughed. I'm like, yeah, I've already read it. And so then he turns and he tries to hand it to my sales director, and my sales director's like, oh yeah, I have a copy, I'm already reading it. And he's like, where'd you get the copy? And he's like, from Katie. I had read it and immediately gave it to my sales director because I said, these are the kinds of experiences we want to make sure the team is creating. My boss's face, you know, it was just really funny and we kind of laughed about it. But it was this idea of you have these people that are all interacting with customers that all found this book and connected to it. Because at the end of the day, it's not about selling widgets or services or different things that we can sell. It's really around creating these great experiences that people have that make them want to come back and have more. And so I hope that you like this book and the summary of it. And if you get a chance to read it, you know, it really reminds us that there are these little things that could happen every day that could make a huge difference. So whether it's in business or relationships or interactions that you have with people, you know, think about the listening. And think about this idea of creating these experiences or these moments. And it doesn't have to be big, dramatic things. It can be small, little things that let that person know that you were thinking about them. So as you go about your day, think about how you can bring a little unreasonable hospitality into your life. You know, what small, unexpected things can you do to make someone's day just a little bit brighter? And remember, it's not about being in the restaurant industry. It's not about being in a service industry. It's just about being human and connecting with other humans and making their day a little bit better. So thanks for hopping in on this episode of Curious KDO. If you enjoyed Unreasonable Hospitality, I'd encourage you to check it out. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. And as always, stay curious.